Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday, baby.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Let us get to our contestant, who is Josh from Auburn. Josh, are you there?
Yep.
I am your host, Taryn, and Steve, it is time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing at home, Josh has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What is 121 divided by 11?
11.
Yes. Who is often referred to as the king of rock and roll?
Elvis Presley?
Yes. What type of pasta means little tongues in Italian?
Linguine?
That is correct. The Mojave Desert is primarily located in what U.S. state?
California?
Yes. What is the largest living lizard on Earth?
Komodo dragon.
That is right. How many times has Billy Bob Thornton been married?
3, 4, 5.
No. Which mountain is the highest peak in Washington state?
Mount Rainier?
Yes. Which 2000 movie featured a failing record store in Chicago?
Pass.
On the periodic table, what does K represent?
Potassium?
Yes. Which Japanese automotive company is known for its zoom zoom slogan?
Mazda?
Yes. Which 2000s movie featured a failing record store in Chicago?
No idea.
Oh, but you know what, Josh? Be proud, my friend, because you got 8 correct.
Yeah.
No cheat sheet needed. And here comes your competitor.
I also like the little Taryn in the background with the echo going on. I was like, man, we can hear these questions twice.
Steve Migs, welcome back. Are you ready?
Yes!
What is 121 divided by 11?
Why are you doing this with the math? 11?
Yes. All Who is often referred to as the king of rock and roll?
That would be Elvis Presley.
Sure is. What type of pasta means little tongues in Italian?
Linguine?
Yes. The Mojave Desert
for Paula.
Is primarily located in what U.S. state?
Arizona?
No.
Nevada?
No.
Mojave? California?
Yes. What is the largest living lizard on Earth?
The Lizard King.
No.
Is it an iguana?
No.
Is it a Salamander?
No. How many times has Billy Bob Thornton been married?
Six.
Yes. Ooh. Which mountain has the highest peak in Washington State?
That'd be Mount Rainier.
Correct. Which 2000 movie featured a failing record store in Chicago?
Empire Records.
No.
High Fidelity.
Yes. On the periodic table, what does K represent?
Potassium.
That is correct. Which Japanese automotive company is known for its zoom zoom slogan?
Zoom zoom Mazda.
You are right. And with time to spare, Steve, you got 9 correct, which is a win.
Let's
9-8.
Good game.
Great game, Josh.
Congratulations, Steve.
Dude, thank you.
2-1 now.
2-1?
2-1.
Call back so we can make it 2-2. Damn lizard. What was the...
Josh knew it. The Komodo dragon.
Oh, God.
Those things are terrifying.
They are.
They're like prehistoric.
Yes.
They are dinosaurs.
You ever see them at like the zoo?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're fast.
Are they?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. They terrify
Thankfully, there's a giant glass partition between us and them. Because, yeah, they look awesome, though.
They do.
The Daily Migs Show.
You can do it too. Leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. It's so easy to do, Steve Miggs.
Before we get to the woman who left a voice message about her kid wrecking her car, and she's not upset with her kid, but upset with somebody else, let's start with this voice message that's about a topic that we just recently had.
Okay.
Are you ready, Tyron Daly?
Let's go.
All right, let's slide into the VMs.
Hey, good morning, Daily Miggs Show. Yeah, I've seen 2 shows that got cut short. One was way back in the 80s. I'm an old dude, so one, Eric Clapton, of course, back in kind of the end of his alcoholic run and all that stuff, yeah.
I've always wanted to see Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah.
But only during his alcoholic run, so this is very awesome. That's crazy you got to see Clapton live.
Old slow hand.
Wow.
He played like 30 minutes and walked off stage. And literally, that was there. That was it. I was with my buddy, another friend, and his mom, actually, who was like an old school rocker. So she took us because we were just kids. Yeah,
that is awesome. First,
oh,
of all,
yeah.
When you first went to a concert, did you have to go with a parent?
Yes, my parents took my sister and I. We were like 10 and 8, and they took us to see Boys to Men. It was awesome.
Boys to Men.
Oh, yeah.
Danny, when you went to your first concert, did you have to go with a parent?
Well, okay, are we talking actual first concert? Or are we talking like first concert I wanted to go to?
First concert you wanted to go to?
No, my mom dropped me off at the convention center in Albuquerque to go see The Offspring, Reverend Horton Heat, and Left Unsaid.
That is amazing.
And I was probably 12 years old, and she like was like, all right, go. And I was like, yes. I'm surprised she didn't sit in the lobby, to be honest with you.
Dude, I think back on it at different times. I don't know if parents would be this willing to just like let their kids go off and have fun at a concert, but when I was a teenager in high school, my buddy Tom and I went to go see Motley Crue, first ever concert, at the Meadowlands, or they call it the Meadowlands,
yeah,
in New Jersey. And it was Motley Crue, and I think it was Skid Row. I'm pretty sure. It was a great show during their Dr. Feelgood or Girls, show. It doesn't matter. Parents took us, dropped us off outside of the Meadowlands, and left.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wild.
And it said we'll be back around whatever time they figured that the concert would be over. And if we're not there yet, just wait for us. We'll pick you back up.
Wow.
And I'm thinking about that. I don't know many people would just be like, yeah, go ahead, have fun.
No chance. Not with my kid.
All right, this guy's got more messages.
And then I actually went and saw Sinead O'Connor. I know.
I was like, we're like, oh, you suck. You went and saw Sinead O'Connor. I wish I could have seen Sinead O'Connor live.
She was pretty punk rock, man. I mean, I would have loved to see her, too.
It was at the old Parker's. I had seen Joe Satriani the night before, and then Sinead O'Connor, and she, again, maybe 30 minutes and walked off stage, but she was furious. They had a hip-hop band open and all kinds of things, and she did not like that. So
I don't know why, but I'm picturing like Sir Mix-a-Lot, like Baby Got Back, and Sinead O'Connor's like, what is happening right now? This is not my opening act.
Not my crowd.
That's my story. Hey, man, you guys have a fantastic day.
I love that.
Yeah, I was getting some good, 2 very eclectic artists.
I know, I like his taste.
Eric Clapton and Sinead O'Connor. All right, here's the voice message about the car wreck.
So my daughter hit my car, and I had to make a claim through insurance, and then they come back and tell me that my car is totaled. Now, I owe more than what the car is worth, but now I'm left with no money. How is it that you can pay into insurance 10 years, never use it, and now I have nothing? I think the insurance is BS. That's all.
That is awful. I'd be furious.
Have you ever had a situation where you got into a car accident and then insurance came back and was like, yeah, that's a total loss?
I mean, I've had a couple totals in my day. But,
yeah?
Yeah, but
do you ever wreck one of your parents' cars?
Or
get into an accident with one of your parents' cars?
I mean, yeah, like, not a bad one. I got in a couple little ding-dong fender benders, you know, in my parents' cars. But all, like, the worst accidents were my own car.
Now, I kind of want to talk to your mom and dad and hear if they also feel like it was just a ding-dong fender bender.
Yeah, you know, like a little, like, a busted-up door. Nothing too crazy.
Okay.
But yeah. What about you? Did you wreck a parent's car?
No, never wrecked a parent's car because my parents wouldn't let me go anywhere near their car. My dad
was smart.
Traumatized when he tried to teach me how to drive and freaked out on me and yelled at me and wouldn't let me ever be in a car with him again, at least not in the front seat. So, but I remember totaling my minivan, and that was the worst. I didn't think it was all that
bad.
You had
a minivan?
It was awesome. We called it the fun bus. The ride in the carpool lane. Nobody even thought that it was just me in there. Because why would there just be a guy in his 20s driving a minivan?
Just hotboxing.
By himself.
Oh, no.
It was great for concerts. We'd pack all of us in there, go to the Gorge. It was like our band van as well. It was Chrysler Town and Country represent.
Oh, I love that for you.
The Daily Migs Show.
We got a voice message. A listener's daughter wrecked the mom's car. If you missed it, this is what it sounded like.
So, my daughter hit my car, and I had to make a claim through insurance, and then they come back and tell me that my car is totaled. Now, I owe more than what the car is worth, but now I'm left with no money. How is it that you can pay into insurance 10 years, never use it, and now I have nothing? I think the insurance is BS. That's all.
I mean, I don't disagree about that. In any situation, there are times where it's like, oh, they drop you from your insurance. And you're like, wait,
yeah.
I've been paying, giving you money for all these years, and now all of a sudden I need money back. And you're like, I don't want to work with you anymore.
Well, this daughter having the accident led to us getting a bunch of texts from listeners saying that they wrecked their parents' car at one point, and we got a lot of them.
One person texted and said, I crashed my mom's car coming back from a show. I fell asleep on I-5 and hit the wall. The divider wall. A cop helped me and I drove home. Another person said, my sister was trying to park the car and I saw that the wooden support of the parking stall was too close to her door. I thought to herself, the wood's softer than metal. And I just kept going, scraped the entire car.
Oh,
and yet I probably tell your parents about that. And then one more text says, I once was asked to back the car out of the garage, so I did it. Right into the front of my dad's work truck. I immediately reparked the car, shut the garage, told my parents I couldn't back the car out. They didn't figure out for 10 plus years that I was the person who smashed the front of my dad's truck.
LOL.
This is now, again, I'm starting to understand more and more why my dad did not want to let me touch his car.
I mean, I wrecked, all my cars were my own cars. And I did have some accidents and stupid things. Like one time I backed my Subaru out of the garage, but I had the hatch up. And the hatch caught on the top of the garage and really messed that up. So just stupid things like that that I've done over the years. But they were never my parents' cars. My parents would have killed me.
No, I couldn't even imagine. I mean, I've just like done minor damage to things around the house. And my dad would lose his mind. I couldn't imagine if I touched the Dadillac, as we called it.
The Dadillac?
The Dadillac.
Was it like a boat?
It was. It's like the what you remember from the 80s, like those big-ass cars. It was brown. And I can't remember what kind. There was a Buick something.
Oh, my Lord.
And it was just...
Those are almost impossible to wreck. They're so sturdy.
They were tanks.
they were
freaking tanks. Yeah, we called it the Dadillac.
That's amazing.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, when did you wreck your parents' car? What is the story? What happened? 206-803-ROCK. Now, we do have a Rockaholic on hold whose story involves wildlife.
Uh-oh.
We're going to get to him in just a minute, but first let's chat with Robert from Marysville. Robert, when did you wreck your parents' car?
Hi there. Story starts with my mom hit a cow on the way home from work,
so the car was in the shop. Not at work. Hey, this is Eastern Washington, you know.
Yeah. Go Eagles.
So I was in town with my dad, and he says, sure, why don't we, the car was ready, you take it home. And he was right behind me. So I don't know what got into my head, but I started driving fast. I think I got the car up to 60, 70 miles an hour on a gravel road. And I lost control of it, sheared off a power pole. It was a wooden pole. And that was the only time I ever heard my dad use the F word.
Oh, my.
You know what? He had every right to use the F word in that situation. What kind of trouble did you get in?
I didn't yet either, so.
What kind of trouble did you get in for that?
Back then in the 70s, a power pole cost $300. I had to pay for it myself.
And were you injured at all, Robert?
No, the car was a 66 station wagon, so it was a battle axe.
Yeah.
I swear, before I turned the key off, that engine was still running, though the front was completely, you know, smashed.
As a guy who had not a 60s-era station wagon, I had an 1981 station wagon. That was my first car. That thing was a freaking tank. I took out a stop sign once. It was a terrible story, but, like, it was just... Fell asleep with the wheel. Not very happy about that. But, you know, and I hit a stop sign, like a wood stop sign set up in like some small town. And it, not even a minor dent. Like, this thing was a beast.
Oh,
yeah.
You're selling it. I got to get myself one of those.
I wish I still had that car.
Chris from Smoky Point, tell us about the time you wrecked your parents' car.
So me and a buddy of mine were driving home from college. We'd go to college after high school for a few hours. So I am an avid hunter. My parents are avid hunters. I grew up doing it. None of us, all through deer season, none of us got any shot of deer that year. So we had an empty freezer. Well, I just happened to be coming back on the back roads, and I seen a whole herd of deer come across this road. And me and my infinite wisdom, I seen the one set of deer antlers. And I was like, well, that's the one that I'm going to pick. And, yeah, I got me a deer that year, put my deer tag on it, called the sheriff's department, and they came out and put it down for me.
What?
And it was funny. It was really funny because my buddy that was riding with me, he was kind of like, you know, one of the tough guys in high school, you know, the
okay.
guys, you're like, oh, that guy is so cool. Man, this guy, he was freaking out. He was like, oh, my God, you hit a deer. Yeah, he was a lot softer than we thought he was.
Well, I have a question. So, excuse my ignorance. So, if you hit a deer, is it still edible?
Oh, yeah. I clipped it just on the back foot, like the back leg. No, I did it. I hit it correctly. I mean, if you're going to hit a deer with a vehicle, you don't want to hit it just like square
straight
on. Get a gut shot because the guts will hit up and then the inside ruins the meat and everything like that. But if you clip just the back end, it ends up not being too bad.
Now we know for next time.
All I have to say to that is...
City folks just don't get it.
Michael,
that's one of my
Conway.
Biggest fears, though, in Puyallup is driving like at night sometimes where you're just kind of like going on Shaw Road. And I'm like, because there are just deer just walking around.
Yeah.
I'm always so scared about that. I'm glad I never have. But I'm always so scared about hitting a deer.
But now at least you know how to salvage the meat. Just hit the back, hit the foot.
Take out the foot. Michael, sweep the leg, Johnny.
Michael from Conway, how did you wreck your parents' car? What happened?
My parents had this hatchback like glass for their SUV, and the piston was going out on it. And I'd been dealing with it for like 3 weeks, trying to keep my cool. And it kept hitting me in the head one day while I was trying to get groceries out of the back. And so I pushed it too hard trying to get the piston to activate, and I shattered the glass all over me.
Oh, I bet Mom was real happy about that.
Oh, yeah, no, my mom was super mad about it. I was actually the one that texted in about the wooden support story. And, like, that conversation that my sister had with my parents was to die for. She just ended up, like, well, I thought wood was softer than metal. And I was like, yeah, okay, wood is, but not fiberglass. I mean, not fiberglass.
But that's never going to work.
And it's not made out of cotton.
No. Brutal. 206-803-ROCK. When did you wreck your parents' car? What happened?
All right. This is the million-dollar question. Since we've taken these stories and we've heard all the horror stories, this person want to know, are you guys going to let your kid drive your vehicle?
I mean...
I already have let Tatum. She usually drives us home after ballet.
So
it's an adventure.
Danny has been to my house before. We live down a long gravel driveway. So
is he already driving?
I'll put him on my lap. When we get on the gravel, I'll put him on my lap.
Let's go.
And let him drive. You know, stop at the mailbox, get the mail, drive all the way home. So yeah, I mean, he's honestly, because he's got his little power wheels and things like that, he's better in reverse than I am. So I honestly feel like I'm going to be able to trust him with my car when he's 16.
Whenever you need to back into a spot, you're like, all right, get on my lap. Let's make it happen. Danny, would you let Lily drive your car?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm ready for her to drive because it's coming in probably about 4 years when she's going to be like, let's go.
That's nuts.
I know.
100% I would.
Yeah.
Only because I remember what it was like growing up wanting to learn how to drive a car and having a dad that was just way too angry and would not let me do it. So I'm like, no, that's not... I mean, I might get a junker car.
Sure.
Get
that
a
was
rental.
My first car was a junker. I think it cost $300.
Yeah, I mean,
so.
I'm not going to let her... You know, I'm not letting her behind the wheel of my sweet Kia Sportage.
She's not going to be in a Kia club.
No.
The Daily Migs Show.